Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hood Talk Radio with Cleveland's own Emax the Image, where we unravel the facts and bring the truth out of the lies. Wake up, everybody. It's Hood Talk Radio. You talk about it, we talk about it, they talking about it, Hood Talk Radio. You talking about it, we talk about it, they talking about it, Hood Talk Radio. We talking about it, they talking about it, we talking about it, Hood Talk Radio. We talking about it, they talking about it, we talking about it, Hood Talk Radio.
On the way. So, if you would like to speak or say something, make any comments on anything you've seen on Facebook today or Twitter, or where I started hip hop, call us up and let us know, and we will put you on the air. It seems as if I have a phone call now, and they have pressed the 1. But for those that's out there listening online, if you want to press the 1 key at the dialing station number, if you would like to speak, otherwise, just hold the line and listen. You can also log on to blogtalkradio.com, click the live section, and when you go to category, just click on self-help, and you'll find the talk radio. That's pretty much how you listen online. But 646-478-0944, that's the number to call in to speak on the air live. And right now, before we get into the show, we are going to take the first phone call. All right, 215-730, you on with Emax on Talk Radio. Who am I speaking with? 215?
Islam.
573-0, they just listening tonight. So, that's cool. What we're going to do, though, is let you know that we got some random shit going on out here in our communities, you know what I'm saying? Just went to the store, passed out some flyers and things of that nature for people that I've been chatting with, you know what I'm saying, during the course of this week so far, about some things that's going on in our communities. And there's so many people that have, you know, thoughts and comments and concerns, you know what I'm saying, to use a more politically correct word. Concerns about what's going on in our neighborhoods, man. Really, it's hard to find somebody that is free with their speech and with their thoughts and with their words, because obviously most people get afraid to lose whatever type of job they have. They don't want to see. You know, it's been going on like that for thousands of years. You know what I'm saying? That's why certainly now, you know, your bosses want to be out of your business with your Facebook, your Twitter, your LinkedIn. And you notice all that shit is tied in together now. You know what I'm saying? Yes, I'm drinking a cup of coffee because I enjoy it. It's vanilla cream. You know what I'm saying? So y'all start drinking coffee with French vanilla creamer. Emax Talk, so. You can check us out. We got a YouTube channel. It's Emax the Image on YouTube. It's EmaxxTheEmijj. All in a word. Facebook too. Gmail. If you got music out there, you got some things. Even if you have some materials that you would like to share with us, that would, as a preacher say, edify the church. When I say it about a church, that means something that you can share with the world, with our listening audience, and that this might help somebody to make a different decision or a better decision concerning their lives. We need a lot of that. You know what I'm saying? We need a lot of that, man. So, you know, you come. We're going to get into this track from Sheriff Kilroy. And we'll be back with Random Thoughts. Hood Talk Radio tonight, man. We scripted up, so we got some shit for you tonight. All right? Hood Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Yeah, see, they ain't ready for us.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. I keep going against the grain.
It's in the block of getting knocked. The only thing I knew was the block, and everybody else being castrated. He couldn't reach, and now she feel the bug. She sell her soul in the street. She feel the thug, he feel the drug. Of that loud pack, of the near of that Keisha, and everybody file back. Tell me what you know about that loud pack. I tell you what that loud at, and I tell you what that style at. Yeah, I be instrumented, coming down in grandy. Say, Mr. Motley, blackout sounds, you know we candy. Yeah, I keep on making beats, really off the stand quick. Every time I come, it's critical, I'm off the stand, yeah. But I feel MJ, to the day I feel for Fraction. To back to Martin Luther King, what that happened? My people went to dope, to an all high, and to sexism. To they feel, to they drop, to the Illuminati. And they play with their body to any rules. And everybody acting naughty. I done told you from the loose. I told you about the Great Goose. Nothing in the booth. Live a room, I done speak the truth.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change.
When I started, days of old, dropped top 9-8. Before the Gucci lanes, the Waka Flocka flambés. Out the gate, I spoke real to adults and youth. The critics told me they can't handle the truth. Knowledge of self, my ancestors, they wore crowns. This mental monarch couldn't dumb his words down. If the lies on the left, I'ma turn right. My neighborhood needs a light just to shine bright. Now when I started, Mayor White was acting white, huh? And the cops would shoot us down on sight. New mayor, but now we taking our own lives. Police now shoot us 137 times. It's real life, and all my people are feeling pain. Refuse to rap the same like Trinidad James. Like Django Unchained, you can bring whips to cause pain. Whip me till I bleed, I'm going against the grain.
Something in life will never change. Something in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. I keep going against the grain.
Every morning when I wake up, I'm thinking about a mix-up that's gonna get me messed up. Sometimes I'm thinking about trying to slow up, and I gotta do that or stay strapped. Cause when it comes to this rap, it becomes just another day in the life. But endo dubs that, cause I ain't gotta perpetrate my life in the trap. If I say I did it, I lived it, and it's a straight known fact. Cause when these rappers going loud and they song saying that they did that, That's when they play with their demons in the closet, doing that real nasty crap. How many times have I told you my career don't involve around that? That'll get you caught in a delicate situation called the dirt nap. In my city, we don't mislead it, coming down trying to cap. We stay away from wannabe gangsters and disrespectful hood rats. So while you sleeping on the house like you gone off that crack, VHS gon' have an alliance bigger than a college frat. And if you don't wanna be looked at as the world's biggest sap, then get your head in the right direction and off the next man's lap. Yeah.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. I keep going against the grain.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. That was Al Porter Jr., of course, with Black House Sounds. And that was Against the Grain, the remix. 646-478-0944. You tuned in to Hood Talk Radio with your boy, E-Max Image. And before we get into our topics tonight, we're going to take a couple more phone calls right quick. Let's go to 216-322. You on with E-Max Hood Talk Radio. Who am I speaking with?
This is Brother Terry King Baker.
Terry King Baker. What's going on? How you feeling
Terry
tonight?
Terry King Baker, the brother that's got Brother Ty Tyreek Bay coming to town talking about stuff on May the 2nd.
Okay.
In Cleveland. Just want people to know that we got going on consciousness about the UCCs, about government, things happening within the government, your birthrights and nationality, your right to travel, driver's license fraud, all that's going to be going down to understand where you come from, know thyself, with Brother Tyreek Bay coming in from New Jersey, Philadelphia, his areas where he'd be doing a lot of traveling all over the country, though, coming in on Friday, May the 2nd, at Ken Ferguson Center. At 4071 Lee Road in Lee Harbor Shopping Plaza from 6 o'clock to 10 p.m. next Friday.
Okay, 6 to 10. And for all y'all out there that's not familiar where Ken Ferguson is, that's right in the Lee Harbor Shopping Plaza. You got to be careful because they got two doors. One is up the steps and one is down the stairs, so you want to be careful. If you want to...
Mm-hmm.
You know, stay on the line and say that again, brother. I appreciate that because that is what we're here for. You know what I'm saying? And it's very, very, it's wild. And it must be that it's that time because that's actually what my next topic was going to be about. I did some more research, and I've been doing research on a lot of these things that you're speaking on, brother, for a couple of years now, and namely the smart meters and a lot of the frequencies from our human nature and what they tapping into. And so that consciousness is very much needed, my brother. Mr. Terry King Baker, May the 2nd, y'all, this Friday that's coming up from 6 to 10, Ken Ferguson, right there in Leon Harvard, Shadow Planet. Consciousness, we need that around here. So is there anything else you want to say, my brother? Anything else you want to say to that? Okay. All right, so, y'all, we appreciate that. Mr. Terry King Baker, y'all, don't forget, May the 2nd, out here in Cleveland, Ohio, at the Cam Ferguson Party Center up in the Leon Harvard Shopping Plaza, 6 to 10. So y'all know what it is, man. Get there. I'll be there myself. I will be there myself. So we'll be able to – is it okay to videotape some things, or is it a restriction on that?
Yeah, we're having a videotape. We're having a videotape because brother also going to do a piece on the Moors and masonry and all that. We're going to have some books available, DVDs available. A lot of times people don't know a lot of it's a lot of information. So So things are going to be available, and we're going to hopefully that if we have a great turnout, I'm pretty sure we will, people are going to want to meet him again. And we're going to bring in a female next time to probably bring in and talk to people, because people need to, sisters need to be aware of all of these things too and know the power that they have in teaching.
That's right. So I thank you very much, man. I thank you very much for that information because it is much needed, and we look forward to enjoying this. Because for one, that's what Hood Talk Radio is about. It's about the upliftment of our people. Consciousness. We there. We are there.
Brother Todd may call in from area code 215. He may call in direct himself.
Okay, I believe that is who we have on the line. So we're going to bring Brother Todd up and let him say what it is he want to say tonight. 215-730. Yes. You on with E-Max, Brother Baker, and the world right
here. Elonzo, brother. How's it going, good brother? It's Brother Taj.
Brother Taj, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you just fine. Brother Baker was speaking to you.
How's it going, good brother? Can you hear me?
Is the reception good? Still on the air. Yeah, the reception
right.
is great.
Yes. What we're going to be speaking about, driver's license fraud, giving people supreme law, giving them some process on how to refute and rebut ETC. Also, issues on their on the real history here, their connection to the land, their rights in according with international law as well as constitution and treaty law, et cetera. And so I trust that we will do some good to help our people to begin to counter some of the fraud that's operative in government that has been used to take advantage of our people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead, because that's what we are tonight. We with you.
Right on, good brother.
we are with
at any rate, like there's fundamental issues where most of our people aren't aware that whenever they're dealing with any of the municipalities, they're simply dealing with franchises of a religious corporation registered to the Popes of Rome, which is styled as the United States of America, which is a colony corporation. Not to be confused with the land, which is Morocco. And these are some of the secrets about North America that many of our people have not been aware of. And many people who have known this have been sworn to secrecy logically and being compromised to our people's injuries. And so we'll be dealing with a lot of these issues, ETC, and we suggest that the listeners do a little research on the reality of that great seal that's on the back of that note that actually belongs to them. It doesn't belong to the Europeans. And the other issue is, yes, the other issue is that our people have to begin to learn some fundamental jurisprudence and not remember not to continue to call the Europeans white man, which means sovereign, and stop calling them Americans, which gives up your birthright. And so we'll be going over a lot of those things and giving fundamental background proofs, jurisprudence proofs, on the misuse of certain words that have been colonially gated in our communities to our injuries. So we're going to have to do a lot of fixing.
And you're definitely right about that. And believe it or not, bro, I'm on the mission with you. So it's just, you like right now, believe it or not, you are the confirmation. You are the reason why Hood Talk Radio has been on the air now 4 years. All right.
Right on.
A lot of people who knows me. My name is E. Max the Image. I'm from Cleveland, Ohio. We get into a lot of these discussions. I'm all over Facebook. It's to the point now. I got 3 Facebook pages, and one of them I have to use for my personal page. The rest of them, I am constantly. I just did a show last week, and I'm sure you understand, about the Crown Corporation. I did a show 2 weeks ago about the origins and the truth of the reality is why we have birth certificates and what our Social Security numbers represent and all this and all that. And you would not believe the flack from the religious community, from pastors. You know, I am big on the origins of words, what they actually mean.
Right on, good brother.
You know, why are we continuing? You just gave me another tidbit. Don't call them the white man. That means their sovereignty. I say, you know, from what my study and my research has brought us, cracker, the definition of cracker, you know, definitions of motherfuckers and things of that nature. People tell me I'm lost and misguided. You know what I'm saying? And I don't care because I believe I have a job to do and I'm doing it. So if I'm telling you something that was brought to my attention and I did my own research and it panned out to be an accurate bit of information, I'm going to share it with you. You know,
right on,
good
brother.
And
the listeners must know that the reason why some of the dogmata religious communities were upset is because them preachers got a 501c3 agreement with the Pope of Rome to deliver that birth certificate to the Pope of Rome because it's a mortgage on their bodies, and these people don't even know that.
Right.
And it's the same thing with the marriage certificate. They don't know it's delivered to the Pope of Rome. The Pope is claiming the eggs to the body, they're claiming the womb, and they're claiming the people.
I love it.
Spanish Inquisition. And the Spanish Inquisition is the Inquisition against the Moors and Yahudi, or what people call Jew, and that's the real ones, that's us, the Moors and the Jews. That's what the Spanish Inquisition is, and that's what them birth certificates are about. They're bottomry instruments used by the Pope to funnel finances. They're doing human trafficking.
That's right, and you know it. Well, Brother Taj, I appreciate that call. If you would like to put your information out there so that people can reach you or email you or something like that, is it a way for interested people to, besides what's coming up Friday, on the 2nd, May 2nd?
Most of my communications will be done through rvbaypublications.com. That's a website, and also Moorish Nation Publications. Just type it in, and just type my name in, and it'll come up.
Okay, what is your name? How do you spell that again?
R-V, as in Victor, Bay, publications.com.
Okay.
And Moorish Nation Publications.
.com. All right, I'm definitely going to reach out to you and send your email and everything and let you know that we are here. You know what I'm saying?
Right on,
here
brother.
For you. And I'm going to pass the word because I deal with a lot of, I actually have 4 shows on this network here. Monday night, we have Al Porter, Man in the Streets. And on Friday and Saturday nights, we have a music show for local artists and local music. And I get music from people all over the world that's unsigned. So, like I said, people listen to this show. A lot of people tune in to our other 3 shows. And so I'm going to pass the word so that everybody that's connected to our network, at least, will be informed of what's going on and what you bring into our city. Because this is the whole point of why Hood Talk Radio is here. And you, my brother, are very, very welcome. You're welcome to call back anytime. Every Wednesday. We've been on every Wednesday between 9 and 10:30 Eastern Standard Time, which is Cleveland time. We hear every Wednesday. We hear every Monday. We hear every Wednesday. And so we welcome you and we thank you for that information and we look forward to having you our city.
Right on, your brother.
And as I said, I will be there personally. You know what I'm saying? If you you can also go to my Facebook page. I'm Eric Robinson. Simple. You know what I'm saying? They call me Emacs the Image. Everybody knows my real name, so I don't care about because it's the name that, you know what I'm saying, they tricked my mom into giving me, you know what I'm saying, when
Eric
I was
Robinson.
Born.
Yeah.
Eric Robinson on Facebook. I got 2 pages. One is called Mr. Find It Out, and the other one is just plain old Eric Robinson. It ain't that many.
Right on, good brother.
Okay. So you'll see my activity. It speaks for itself. And I'm also going to check in with you, and I got you. You know what I'm saying? MoorishNationPublications.com and rvbaypublications.com. We definitely going to reach out to you and want to say
right
thank
on,
you
brother.
For joining our show tonight.
Right on,
brother. Like to continue to listen. I know you're a busy man, so if you want to just hang out with us and, you know what I'm saying, just peep the steelo, it's fine. It's a beautiful thing.
All right.
All
right? Right on, good brother.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, good brother.
All righty. See, that's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Because the first thing that I was going to let y'all know is I actually, right before the show, just got off some digital information, digital media things that I was we had spoke about this a couple years ago about the smart meters. Now, one thing that I've learned about the smart meters is that they do have cameras and they have audio capabilities, and believe you me, they are paying attention to everything that's going on in your house one way or another. I've heard of instances where the light company and the gas company would come to the owner, okay, and the owner can refuse to have one, and they'll just come around when ain't nobody there and install it anyway. You don't know this, but this is the way that our alleged government is doing this, and there's so many things out there that, you know what I'm saying, y'all need to open your eyes at Facebook. It's a wonderful tool, but if you ain't doing nothing with it to, you know what I'm saying, learn something, just like YouTube and CNN and all these other major media outlets that have agendas. They have agendas. They make everything so available for you that it's almost like, you know, going to church, man. The preacher teaching you something good, and that's what you're thinking, because it's an act. It's an act. You know, I got to tell you what I got to tell you because I believe in you. And by believing in you, I believe in me. So we're going to go back to the phone lines right quick and bring in telephone number 786-488. You're on with Emax and Brother Bay. Hood Talk Radio, who am I speaking with?
Good evening. This is Christian Clark representing NFNS and the Neighborhood Voice. And here's the weekly sports report, better known as The Pulse. In the NBA, the Miami Heat went on to beat the Charlotte Bobcats 99-88 with LeBron James scoring a game high of 27 points. The San Antonio Spurs won in a nail-biting victory 90-85. The surprising victory was the Wizards of the Chicago Bulls in a 102-93, in which they also won their second game. Also, the Brooklyn Nets went 94-87 versus Toronto Raptors. The Golden State Warriors played nearly a perfect game, beating the Clippers 109-105, but in their second game, they ended up losing by more than 40 points. But by far, the most surprising game was the Atlanta Hawks and the Indiana Pacers. The Atlanta Hawks won the game 109-93, but luckily for the Indiana Pacers, they came on in their second game and won in a good game versus the Atlanta Hawks. Last, the scoring machine, Kevin Durant, was on fire, scoring 33 points to beat the Memphis Grizzlies, but they also went on in the second game to lose to them. In the MLB, the Cleveland Indians are off to a decent start, going 8-10 so far. Due to the length of our season, they are just fine and bound to make a run in the playoffs. Now, for today's history in sports. In 1914, in Chicago, Illinois, the first major league game at Wrigley's Field took place. The Federals defeated the Kansas City Royals 9-1. And in 1954, Hank Aaron, the Hall of Famer Hank Aaron, hit his first home run of his major league career. In 1989, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar played his last NBA game. This was the Wrigley Sports Report. Now, back to E-Max.
All right, all right. That was Christian Clark's Sports Report, and we appreciate that. Thank you very much, young brother, and we love
appreciate what you're doing.
You know what I'm saying? Always keep doing what you're doing, you know, and you're always welcome to be at any one of our shows, all right? We thank you, and we ask you that you continue to bring us what you're bringing us. Bring that food to the table, man, you know? And that's what I'm talking about, young brother. Doing something with his life, got aspirations and goals. He's stepping outside of that box, and he's bringing it to the table. And that's what we're talking about right here in Hood Talk Radio. What we need for everybody to do is to remember May the 2nd, because there's something that's going on out here. It will be at Ken Ferguson's Party Center up there in the Lee and Harvard Plaza. Once everybody in Cleveland know where Ken Ferguson's is. It was right across the street from the old Epic where everybody was getting shot for being at the party. All right, so let's spend some time learning some things that, you know what I'm saying, has been held away from us, all right? Just like I explained to the brother, I'm always posting things up on Facebook so y'all can check us out on Facebook. If you got anything you want to email to us, just send it to emaxtheimage1@gmail.com. That's EmaxxTheimijj, the number one, at gmail.com. Music, speeches, anything that you want to send to us, I can download it. I play it on the show, and so that everyone will hear more than just my voice, because I am just your medium, your channel. So if you want to say something, you need something that's put out there, you call us, and we'll open the airwaves just for you. The number is 646-478-0944, and I want to say thank you to everybody out there that listens online, everybody out there that calls. Because of you, we are here. We're going to continue to do what we do on Hood Talk Radio. Just a little bit of random information. I want to encourage everybody out there, okay, everyone. It is tax season. Lots of us already have spent all our checks up, including me. But you have to keep going. And let us not forget how fast $4,000 will go. Let us not forget how fast 5, 6, 7, and 8 will go. It'll only take you a couple months. And if you ain't got a job, it won't last that long. Okay? Don't buy everything that you couldn't buy when you had a job, or don't buy everything that you wrote on your list when you figured, when I get my income tax check, I'm going to spend all of this on that. If you broke and you had planned on buying a car to get off the bus, then you should have made that sacrifice. It was not a sacrifice. It was called an investment. If you look up the definition of a word investment, it applies to any area in your life. Okay? I am big on definitions. I am big on the history of words, and y'all know it. So look up the word investment. Make that investment in your life. Forget the shoes. Okay? It's a video out there. It's a rap song. They got a clean version, and they got a dirty version. I personally like the dirty version, okay? Because it's called Read a Book. If you want to find out where it is, go on YouTube, type in Read a Book video, and it'll come. I posted it on my page. I also posted it on my page the day before and the day after Easter, okay? I also always, I always encourage everyone, use your own mind. Don't live by what somebody tell you. Even if it was a book that you read and you had a teacher and he broke it down to you the best that he could according to his understanding. And when I say understanding, I mean stand under his submission to what he read, okay? Not what he really feels, but what somebody helped him to understand in the way he understands it, just like you. Don't be the sheep led by the shepherd, okay? Walk up to the shepherd and ask what he knows, because maybe one day you can lead your own sheep. That's the goal. You know what I'm saying? We cannot continue to live in that cycle, because if we do, we are, and we are right now, headed to our own destruction. Okay? Got a scenario. Walked to the store, get some sugar for my coffee. You know, I told y'all, friends vanilla. And I saw the police sitting on the corner. Didn't know why until I saw a clean tow truck ride by. Okay, y'all know I'm down here in the projects, so it's a lot of shit I see every day. And it's amazing. And I'm posting stuff all the time about what's going on. All right, so, hey, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. Now, what I saw was when the tow truck pulled up, nice, shiny, black Trailblazer was sitting out in front of the projects, and the tow truck pulled right up to it, and the police pulled in front of it. Now, here's about to be May. A lot of people got their W-2s around the middle of January. Their money was gone before the end of February, middle of March. We in the middle of April. If you ain't paid your car in 2 months, 3 months, they coming to get it. So if you get your income tax check and they just want $3,500, and you got $5,000, where you see where I got $1,500 left, why don't you take that $3,500 and spend it on that vehicle so that you can lay down and go to sleep, especially if you know I ain't got no job. I'm looking for a job, and I know before the end, before I go broke and my note is due, I'll be able to pay my note. You're paying your note out of your pocket, whatever you got left. So when you ain't got nothing left and you ain't on somebody's schedule punching that clock, just be ready for your vehicle to be repoed, repossessed, however you want to look at it. It's going to be gone. Don't be all outside arguing with the man and the police when you know. If you paid your car note today and you hadn't paid it in 2 months and you think it's on the hot list, you should call before you run it outside and before you spend that money, truthfully. Because even though you pay your car note today, you still got to pay the tow fee. You got to pay the repo fee. You got to pay the storage fee. And, of course, the lot you got it from, they're going to jack those prices up on you so that you're really going to be paying for that vehicle again. So if you got $5,000 in your pocket and that vehicle that you want is $35,000, spend it. Spend it because it's an investment in your future, especially if it's a decent vehicle, all right? So we're going to get off that. I think y'all know enough about what your mama keep telling you, and if she don't, I'm telling you, okay? Now, that was just some random thoughts and things that I feel is important today. Another thing that we have to do is pay attention when somebody is telling you something. Okay, I have to do some more research myself because, of course, our conditioning keeps us in a frame of mind where we say things that we don't know, like the word amen. A lot of us don't know what amen is, and no matter how many times I put it up on Facebook, no matter how many times I make videos and I post videos that I get from YouTube and all the other social media things of that nature, I get checked for it. But I don't care. I'm going to keep bringing it and I'm going to keep letting you know. If you know anything about the five stages of the sun, a lot of us don't. But that's what we're here for. We're bringing that knowledge and that information to you. It's up to you to do what you need to do about it. Because there is a movement. And I don't understand why a lot of people sit back and say, well, we're going to let somebody else worry about it. And I keep making this statement. Well, if you want to ignore it now, maybe, just maybe, one day I'll be able to sneak a piece of bread over the FEMA camp wall to feed your ass something while I'm driving by. Because everything that I'm doing, truthfully, is trying to avoid us going into situations like that. It's enough of us, and they keep telling us it's not, but it's enough of us that we can make a detrimental impact, crazy impact, on what's going on in this world today. I made an observation last week that one of the reasons, and if you go back historically and you study and you look, they will take down the whole world to hurt us. They would take down the whole world. Y'all worrying about this New World Order shit? You know what it's about? They could not, historically. Never. They could never, ever, when I say they, you know who I'm talking about. They could not remove us from this planet. They could not remove us from history. They cannot remove us now. So in order to remove us, they figuring that all of these devices, you know what I'm saying, as you read in your Bible, all of these things that they use against us and against the whole world is so that they can eradicate our people, and that's not going to happen. The Creator did not will it so. The Creator made it so that we will not be removed. And no matter how far and how deep they go into whatever it is they want to bring out of this New World Order thing, and trust me, Listen, y'all. Let me give it to you. New World Order. Before 1492, before Columbus jumped in his boat, the Chinese had been here, the Egyptians had been here, the Sumerians had been here, the Lemurians had been here, the Nakals had been here. But it wasn't until the Europeans came and the British came and they said, this is the new world. Okay? These lands, this continent that we're standing on, that we're living in and breathing, considered the new world. So, if the new world is your house, when you come home from work and you got a million people in your motherfucking house and ain't doing shit, playing video games, eating up all the food, just making a mess of the place, what are you going to do? You're going to clean house. Okay? And if there's some people in your house that you don't want to be there, but they won't leave, what are you going to do? You're going to get rid of everybody, even your kids. You tell your kids, get the hell out of here because I got a clean house. And everybody that does not get up and leave your house is going to be subject to whatever punishment or consequence that you feel like handed down because they continue to sit in your house. Can y'all get that? This is what I'm talking about. Those rich people just want their house back. They came home and we took over everything about this entire empire. Back in the days, the empire was the whole world. Y'all didn't know? You know now. It is the new world. It is the new world order. They don't want nobody running the world. It's too many of us, first of all. There's too much evidence that's being uncovered because if you know, 3 degrees is a long way if you're thinking about it. If you look at a map, because, you know, I told y'all that the earth is tilted 3 degrees to the east. It's evidence. Look at it. Check it out for yourself. That is my famous motto. Don't believe me. Check it out for yourself. 3 degrees to the east means a whole lot. Look at the weather. 2 days ago, it was 80 degrees. I saw people with shorts on. I walked to the store a minute ago and had to put on my Scully. That don't seem strange. Yeah, we live in Cleveland, Ohio, and we got strange weather, but for whatever reason, this weather is a little more stranger than normal. Okay? Think about that. Think about why they spraying chemtrails. You are always thinking it's because, you know, they want to be, and they are, with the barium and aluminum deposits and the small metal particles that we breathe each and every day. Okay, but another part of that is that they don't want to admit is that Nibiru is out there. I did some studies on Nibiru. We still haven't figured out whether or not it's from our solar system or whether it's from outside, but I know it takes 36,000 years to make a total rotation. Okay, but 3,600 years is how long it takes to spin around. If you look in your Bible, you'll see one day with the Lord, one day here is like 1,000 years, okay? Well, according to scientists and research from those rich folks that get to do these things, when our planet spins once, it takes 1,000 years for Nibiru. So when those people come to this planet, they can only stay here for one day, okay? Just like that machine that they found, as a matter of fact, it was a craft with the driver that they found. They said it crashed in Iraq and Oman, and they've been trying to dig it out. But according to them, it crashed 5,000 years ago. Well, on their planet, it's 1,000 years for every one day here. So how about it may have crashed 5 days ago? All right? And according to their time, it was 1,000 years. So we don't know how long it's actually been there. You know, just check it out. Check it out for yourself. It's up there. You know what I'm saying? Just go somewhere. Go to Google. Type it. Go to Yahoo. Bing. Whatever you want to do. Type in 5,000-year-old spaceship found in cave in Iraq. Basically, it was in a cave in Iraq. They call it the Armada. Okay? It's a lot of things going on in our country. These underground tunnels, all of these things that's being built, it's like they're looking for something else. They ain't doing nothing but copying the technologies and the things from the ancients, and they're using all of that against us. This is your boy E-Max. We're going to take a musical break. This is one of the artists from the city. You all know him as Al Porter Jr., and I personally like this song because he's calling out a lot of you guys out there that like to be rappers. So here it is, Conquer, Al Porter Jr., B-Mac, The Tough Race. Right back.
Varsity Music. E-Max the Image. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. You hear the harp strings that play behind me. That means royalty. We built a legacy. All hail Caligula. Leave that fool alone. He settled for Rome. The whole world's a throne. Armor of God, plus a flaming sword. Shield of justice for this overlord. Commercial rapper will never be a match. I built this empire. It was built from scratch. I came, I saw, I conquered. We do it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We do it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We do it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We do it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. When I first started, they laughed at me hard. But I made the news, blessed with awards. Black on black crime, we're on the front line. For Trayvon, 137 times. From Blog Talk to Voices, I run through. You're electrifying, you'll still lose. 5,000 saw me rap at CSU. Faith, hope, and love event, huh, where were you? I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. The Conqueror, thanks those with Dynasty. Tech Record, Silk, EP, SOTC, Hood Tunes Radio, live at the Foundry, covering Squish Fam CD release. Where's the beef sequel? Giving interviews. That's right, we covered OPN2. We post videos showing we run this. November 5th, huh? Remember Ernest Smith.
I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. We doing it. We doing it.
What?
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 You like to see it. Wouldn't you like to see us again? We're doing it, we're doing it.
Yes. Al Porter Jr. featuring myself, E-Max the Image with Conquer, right here in Cleveland Zone. Songs produced by myself and Varsity Music and Media Studios right here. You can send any requests and all forms of comments or whatever to emaxtheimage1@gmail.com. That's EMAXXTHEEMIJJ, the number 1@gmail.com. We accept submissions, and I'm telling you, I keep hearing artists telling me that they got the hottest shit out here in the country, in the world, in the city, and on the air, whatever. And my question is, how come I don't have it? So all of you artists out there that ain't signed to no record labels, all right, I don't care if you got a manager or whatever. If you want to let somebody else represent you, that's fine. Just represent yourself and learn about your gift. Learn as much about what you do as possible. That's what makes you a professional. Now, don't get get confused because the word professional actually means white. You know what I'm saying? For lack of a better term. So, like, are you out there in interviews, you're going through a temporary agency, or you online looking up some interview tips and this and that and the other, just keep in mind that when they say be as professional as possible, because 9.99 times out of 10, you're going to be interviewed by someone of another race, okay? So let's just keep in mind that professional is actually another term, just like urban is the new term for black people. You know what I'm saying? A lot of y'all want, urban gear, and, I'm urban, and this and another. Okay, whatever, man. You know what I'm saying? Figure out what the hell they call you, all right? Figure out what you're calling them. Because, you know, if you don't know, when you say cracker, it's the same thing as brother just brought to us, brother Bate. When you say white, you know what I'm saying? We have to know what exactly we're saying. When you saying what they call your prayers, do you know who you're praying to? You know what I'm saying? Do you understand why a lot of things never happen in your life? Because we are worshiping and we are praying and we are giving our everything to a human person who created this in order to control you. How can so few control so many without deceiving them? And I actually love entertainment. I'm an entertainer. So I listen to the things a lot of the comedians say. I listen to the things that a lot of our entertainers say. See, some of them have lost their lives. They've lost their career because they made statements. Like, I watched a documentary on Eazy-E the other day. Did not know that the man from NWA had made such a substantial donation to a White House cause that he received a ticket to the meeting and a dinner that they were holding in the White House. And he went. And when he got there, they did not realize that Eric Wright was Eric Eazy-E from the police, right? All right? And then after that, Mr. Heller, I believe his name was Jerry Heller or something like that. Well, he was, you know, a big part of Eazy-E's career, especially with Interscope Records and things of that nature. And according to his camp, November, he caught a cough. December, he was coughing. By January, he had HIV. And by March and April, he was dead. All right? Never known nobody to die from AIDS that quick. All right? And they tried to say, you know, he had bronchitis or whatever because he smoked. Hell, if that's the case, we all got bronchitis, all right? But it's a thing about open up your mouth. When you become what the establishment does not want you to become, when you do things according to what you believe and not what they told you to do. See, me, I've always been into music. I always wanted to be an aspiring artist, and I wanted to be this next Luther Vandross, and I could be, I still could be, but I doubt that I ever would be because I have a little bit more integrity. You know what I'm saying? I know I was created by somebody higher than me, and it was not a man who could tell me anything. You know what I'm saying? You cannot prove to me that what you said was inspired by the Creator. And I've even had a preacher tell me that he don't understand what creator I'm talking about because he was created by Jesus. And I retorted, Jesus was the man that the Europeans created, and it was actually before Constantine. A lot of people want to look at the Council of Nicaea and call that the all and the be all. But you got to go back before Genesis 1, okay? I brought it to you last week that it's estimated that the flood from Edusedra, not Noah, was over 500 million years ago. All right? You ain't got to believe me. Check it out for yourself. And then you tell me, okay, you tell me who Jesus is. I want to know. Tell me. Tell me. Because they found Solomon's temple, they found all of these other things, all of these people that were inspired by God, all of these people We know, okay, we even know where the Knights Templar was. They don't want to tell us who they are. We know who they are, though. Okay? We can go all the way back to 16 and 15. We can go all the way back there. We can give you the Bavarian and, you know, Adam Weishaupt. We can give you all of those facts. We can give you facts about anything you type in the Google search box. We can't tell you where Jesus is. They telling me and they telling us all that, you know, they know where the Holy Grail is or the Ark of the Covenant. You know, a lot of us don't even know what the Holy Grail is, okay? A lot of us don't listen to John Henry Clark. A lot of us don't listen to Dr. Ray Higgins. You know, a lot of us don't listen to people that are actually saying something for your growth. You know, we are living in a time of Amen. And if you know what it is, it's coming out of the darkness. So we are back, and we are headed back into the Carper period, or the stage of the sun. You all know what the Carper is? Look it up, okay? Look up the Carper beetle and find out why the beetle was significant to the ancients and what it represented. Find out what the snake actually meant. Okay, so don't be afraid of the information, man. It's only going to help you live a little better. All right? I'm going to stop my speech right now and go to the phone lines and bring in area code 267-414. You on with Emax, Brother Bay, and Hood Talk Radio audience. Who am I speaking with?
Hello. Oh, hi.
Hello,
how you doing,
sister? Okay.
Oh, my name is Megan Dore. I'm from Philadelphia, and I'm becoming very conscious of the things you're talking about as of lately. And,
okay.
You know, like, I don't know about the beetle thing you just said, but I would love for you to go ahead and expound on that.
Okay.
I do know we're in the age of Aquarius.
Now, this is what I want you to do.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Since you kind of understand that, and I appreciate that, it's more of us that need to be out here like you and me. I'm not a teacher. Okay, I'm only a person that's sharing some facts. I've decided to be courageous and take control of my own mind. Okay, and I'm thinking to myself, why is it that I'm always depending on somebody else to do things or help me to achieve some things? Somebody that does not want you to stand in front of them or even next to them will not share something that's going to help you move ahead, especially if it benefits them. You stay behind, all right? Now, The best way I can get you to understand where I am as far as the Carper beetle is, write this down if you got a pen. The title of the video is called What Egyptologists Won't Say. It's on YouTube. It's pretty much, if you just Google that, it'll pop up on YouTube. Because a lot of the information that I get, I have not the resources to go to Africa or to Egypt or these things like that. So in some form or fashion, we still depend on the information that we receive. But we receive the information from so many places, it's up to me and it's up to you to decipher that information and utilize it for your own personal consciousness. So don't just take my word for it, because what I understand may be something different. But what I am going to do is explain to you that we are in the age of, you say we're coming into the age of Aquarius, and it's true. And if a lot of people, and I don't have nothing against your religion, I personally myself gave it up because I have found that we've pretty much been lied to. We've been lied to, we've been deceived, words don't mean what they say, codes, we don't live by laws, we live by codes, okay? Mm-hmm. They create these laws, you know what I'm saying? And as a matter of fact, I'm gonna bring Brother Bay back in so that he can, by you being in Pennsylvania, you're not that far away from here, you may be able to benefit from him being in Cleveland on May the 2nd, and I'll bring that in. So I'm so proud, sister, that you have opened up your mind to learn some things about yourself that you did not know. You know what I'm saying? And it's a wonderful thing. Don't be afraid of it. Sometimes you'll find yourself in a place, what am I supposed to believe? What am I supposed to think? And that's when you go and you learn some more. Okay, that's when you just start searching. Understand that whatever it is that the Creator is trying to bring into existence in your life, if you open yourself to it, you'll get it. It'll be to the point you don't have to look for it no more, to just come to you. And you'll know where to go, and you'll know what questions. All you have to do is start asking yourself questions, and they'll come. Meditate a little bit. Be careful of what you meditate for. Be careful what you meditate on, because you open yourself up to so many different things. But you want it to be a positive thing. So protect your spirit by always meditating and being thankful for the message or the information and the awakening that you receive through the information. See, a lot of us want to call it knowledge. You know, you can know something and not know what to do with it, and you're still powerless. But if you have knowledge and you get the information, which turns out to be instruction, then you'll know how to proceed. So to answer your question, carpet beetle, the carpet beetle is signified by the beginning of the day. This is the first stage of the sun. And anthropomorphized, whatever. It's a big word that, you know, a lot of the scientists use. But we from the hood, just regular people, and these are some of the things that, you know, we talk about. But it signifies the beginning of the day, the dawn of the age, the beginning of your life, your consciousness, the level of consciousness represents birth, okay? Because the carpet beetle, which is actually a scarab, is the same thing, they procreate by, it's also called a dung beetle. What they'll do is they'll take a ball of, you know, cow dung or whatever, animal dung, some type of feces, and roll it into a ball. And while they're rolling it, they're planting their eggs into it. So when their egg hatchlings are born, they're born into a automatic, right now, food supply, which is necessary for their growth, okay? Basically is the first stage of the sun, is the first stage of our consciousness, is the first stage of the day. It all depends on which way you're looking at it, because time goes in periods, all right? So it's a very nice and it's an informative video. I stand by it, of course, and unfortunately, most of us can't get to the tunes. Most of us can't get to the physical information that we talk about. So, we have to rely on others' information. Just like I don't know nobody that can decipher the Sumerian tablets. And I'm sick and tired of going on other people's words and their translations, because as a spiritual person, I find it hard to believe what they're telling me, because a lot of stuff they're telling me is based on their own understanding of what they've translated out of the Sumerian tablets. You know what I'm saying? So I'm interested in learning the hieroglyphs, you know what I'm saying, how to read the ancient writing in the text myself. But I don't have a teacher for that, so I'm doing things as best that I can based on the information I receive. So if you start there with what the Egyptologists won't say, okay, because that was, I did that like, late last year, so it was very informative, and I stick by it. I also like Dr. Claude Anderson. Are you familiar with Dr. Claude Anderson?
Yeah.
Okay. Very, very – he angry with it, but he gives you some self-motivational ideas and some ideas that can help improve the quality of life of those that are around you, your community. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So we want to build us our neighborhood. We want to have our own community. We don't control nothing in the hood. Okay. Also, Dr. John Henrik Clark.
Yes, I'm very familiar with him.
Okay. So I know you know about Malcolm X and Marcus Garvey and the history of those things. What I need for you to find out now, go into the history of slavery. It will surprise you. will surprise you. Okay? Check out Yakub, which is Y-A-K-U-B, the big-headed scientist.
I saw that video.
Yeah, the long one or the short one?
I saw the long one, the cartoonized one.
Yeah, right.
That's great.
Yeah, and see, what you got to understand, what you have to do is you have to relate everything from that point, what we've been taught. A lot of people don't even understand what that 144,000 is. But what I've been allowed to see after reading the book, The Lost Book of Enki, The 12th Planet by Zachariah Sitchin, I mean, I read some of the things that a lot of black people from the hood, people that I know that I grew up in the streets. I thought selling dope was the shit, okay? And I quickly learned after 15 years that it was what they call it today, a trap.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I started studying COINTELPRO. I started listening to Malcolm X, and I started paying attention to words. Because, see, the thing that I understood is that a lot of our leaders use words, and only those people who clap understand what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it seems boring to us when they have their little speeches on TV and this and that and the other, because they know people don't understand what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, rights and voting and all of those, they have different meanings when you're talking political or when you're talking civil. Just like when you go to court, you are really not in court. You know, I'm getting ready to let the master expound on some of these things. Brother Bay, are you still there?
Islam.
Yes, brother. I wanted to ask if you could just, I have a sister on the line. She's from PA. I'm sorry, miss. Can you say your name again?
Megan.
Okay,
yeah.
This is Brother Taj, and he's a speaker that's going to grace our city with some of the things that we're talking about right now, and it's just so coincidental that he called the show tonight. And I wanted to ask if he could just tell what you're coming to the city to do, if you don't mind.
Well, essentially I come to the city to speak on cultural issues of birthright, legal status, remedy, etc., and correcting status, etc., and the true politics of the land. All those things dealing with jurisprudence, the different degrees of status, etc., whether in propria persona, you know, in personam jurisdiction, subject matter jurisdiction, territorial jurisdiction, the fundamental things that our people need to know to begin to be more effective in their communications with the occupying Europeans who have been abusing our people unlawfully and in violation of national and international law, and to get our people away from making emotional arguments and getting on to jurisprudence law and start to be effective to counter European occupation at Northwest of Mexico, North America, the North Gate, land of the Moors.
Mm-hmm. See, and it's exactly what we're talking about. And like I said, it's a blessing for the man. Yes, it's a blessing for the man to be here tonight, especially on this show. Thank you, Brother Taj. Thank you.
Right on, brother.
We are coming back with tomorrow. Excuse me?
And thank you for doing the show.
Oh, man, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. This was, like I said, this was a job that I was led to do. I've been doing it for 4 years, and I ain't afraid of nothing. I say what I want to say. You can say what you want to say. That's why we're here. So I appreciate that love, and I ask that you remember us, man. You know what I'm saying? Just keep in touch with us sometime. I know you're busy. You all over the world with yours, but you always welcome here. You got a key to the door. So just come on
right
in
on,
and you feel like All right, that's what's up. That's what's up.
Thank you for the advice, and this is a great show.
Oh, man, you're welcome. Thank you, thank you. You know, we here, and I got to say this, you know, this is Station ID. We here every Wednesday night from 9 to 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is Cleveland time. We all in the same time zone right now. We also have a show on Monday nights, Al Porter's Man in the Streets, where we deal with a lot of the political games that's going on in our city. And I like to bring on Wednesday nights, I'm E-Max the Image, I like to bring it from a national to an international standpoint. I like to bring things to the table that came from, like, the Rex 84 program, which is a direct spinoff of the COINTELPRO. A lot of people don't know that Ronald Reagan and Oliver North came up with Rex 84, which means Readiness Exercise Program. Is actually what they're doing now, okay? It's really just a military exercise, you know what I mean, to, in case of an emergency, a national crisis or something like martial law, okay, all of these troops have to be rounded up. And because we're on American soil and because we're Americans, our troops will be used against us. And because we have brothers and sisters and mothers and fathers and nieces and nephews that might be part of our military, then they have recruited outside of our country to bring in troops from other countries to help round and corral us. And believe it or not, it's not about the financial or the economic thing. It's about the fact that they do not want black people on this planet. But do you know where we are? We are everywhere. Everywhere. I finally saw a microbiologist on TV, black, a metaphysicist. I'm talking about some of these positions that we are holding in our positions of power, okay? But we are holding them in a position where if as long as we do what they say and we don't try to teach another person or don't even say that you have all these degrees, which will let them know that it's possible. See, that statement that says you can be what you want to be, that is a true statement. But they don't want you to know it. They don't want you to tell nobody that because they fear. They fear. The thing that I understand now is that the Yaqub story is actually unfolding because I've been watching it happen before my eyes. I did my own study, and I found some other things.
Yeah, you know the story says that the European has, what, 6,000 years
it's over.
To reign.
They 6,000.
And it's over.
That's right. It's over, and they know it. See, we ain't supposed to know this. They know it. But let me give it to you like this. They understand that we are in the Amen. We are coming out of the Amen, meaning the darkness, the hidden. Okay, they want to add shit to it, call it the hidden one, the hidden ones. Okay, there was one creator of all things. We don't know who he is. Okay, but we get the story of Enki and Enlil. We get the story of Thoth, the Emerald Tablets of Thoth. And I'm going to tell you the truth. I take those informational videos and books and things like that very seriously because I'm watching some of these things unfold in front of my eyes. And when I say these things to people, they get upset with me. Okay, when you go against the establishment, it's just proof of the brainwash. Okay, it's proof of the scales over our eyes. We live by a book that they used to kill my grandfather and yours. They told my grandfather, the only way you could learn how to read was to read this book. And this is how they created that docile generation. We don't have that much African blood in us as Americans. A lot of people don't know that. Okay? They thinking that the raping and the killing and all of this of our parents was so that they can basically control slavery. Well, the truth of the matter, and this came to me, that they killed off the original Warriors because I guarantee you if all they had was African Warriors, based on what I found out about the African Warriors, you had to kill them because they wouldn't stop fighting. They would not stop fighting. So if you killed all the men Warriors, there wasn't nothing left but the women and the children. So you raped them to create a slave race. That's the same thing. Excuse me. That's the same thing that the Enlil and Enki, everybody trying about these Anunnaki and the Biru and all this and Planet X and blah, 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 blah. If you read or if you listen to some of the audio books from those documentaries, you'll see it yourself. The 6,000-year reign is unfolding. It's over. They know that.
It is. Okay? And you know what's amazing is that the nations around the world know it, and it's us African Americans here in America who seem to not want to recognize it.
They don't want to recognize. You know why? Because we can ride around in our cars. We can smoke kush when we feel like it. You know what I'm saying? We can go buy us a stupid gold chain or some 22-inch spinning rims or 28s or some 30s and ride around our own neighborhoods looking cool, trying to pretend like that's some status, and we don't own shit. We don't even own the plot of land at the corner of our street that's been weeds and dirt and all of that shit for 10 years. We won't even go out there and buy it for a dollar. Most people don't know you can go and buy an empty plot of land, especially in the black community. They don't care. They don't care unless they get ready to tear some shit down to build something on top of you to make it easier for them not to have to interact with you while they're driving through your neighborhoods to their place of business. You know, we got these stupid red light cameras out here, and people not understanding why. Because they want to kill the black community. In a sense, we are driving Hondas and Toyotas and Lexuses and Hummers, all right, and Cadillac trucks, but we renting or we living in the project. We ain't paying attention to nothing. When you got a whole lot of red light cameras in specific communities set up to where a lot of people, black, white, Puerto Ricans, Mexicans, use those avenues to get to and from their places of business, work, shopping, do you know that you discourage people from utilizing the economic factors in that neighborhood just by placing red light cameras on the corner?
Wow.
It's supposed to be, yeah. If every time you go to shop in your favorite store, you subjected to getting a $100 ticket, you think you're going to start going finding that same store in another area that don't have those. So what does that do? That takes money out of your community, okay? And a lot of people don't understand the city don't get no money from those red light cameras. They might get a kickback, but it's a private company. You yourself can go out and buy one of those cameras and stick it on the corner of your street. And you know who's going to say something about it? Everybody in your community. But you know who's going to do something about it? Nobody. You know why? Because those that control the land. That's what brother was talking about. If you own some land, you can do what you want to do on that land. All right? But I want you to take a test. I want you to go out there and you find you a little empty piece of plot of land, call it a parcel. And not that you're going to buy it, but do some inquiring and see if you can buy it. If you can buy it. If HUD don't already own it, okay? Or some white person from way back in the 1900s don't already own, and they're either dead or their family looking at it as part of the plan. Maybe the transportation system wanted to build a new, put some new rail lines in, and it just happened to cut through the neighborhood where you found this piece of land. I guarantee you they won't sell it to you. But if they sell it to you, they're going to sell it to you at an astronomical price, basically, because you're from that community. And it will empower you to uplift even that section of your community, which has already been slated as blight. And they only call it that because they got other plans for it. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So the city got to say your neighborhood is no good, it's all down, there's no tax being generated, and this and that and the other. Okay? So they'll put it up for sale, and you don't even know. All right, so if you can't own the land, you really don't have nothing to say. All right, mm-hmm. So look at those factors. But take in consideration that they already think we don't have a voice. They say we make noise. Okay? Well, they're going to tell us that anyway because we have a voice. We do have a voice. We don't use it, but we have a voice. We only make noise because they say, well, it's about time for the black folks to make some noise, so let's bring some shit to the table and let them make noise. Who are our noisemakers?
Mm-hmm.
And you know who they are. You know who they are. I don't call them out. Al Sharpton make a lot of noise, but he don't talk about shit.
Mm-hmm.
He don't talk about shit. I want to know where his church is. Because every time I listen to his damn radio show, they call him Reverend Al Sharpton, and every time I listen to his radio show, it's a syndicated or, you know, you can't call in and speak to him live unless you're close to where he is. And you know where
mm-hmm.
he's going to be on a specific day, and you can call him that day. But out here in this region, we get rebroadcast. You know what I'm saying? It's easy to do. I could do it, but I won't. I choose not to. Because I like to bring information of today, not tomorrow. You know, that's our problems. A lot of people won't get the newspaper, but they don't read it till the next day. Or they wait till 6, 7 o'clock in the evening to go buy them a newspaper. Well, ain't nothing wrong with reading a newspaper, because how you going to know about God and not know about the devil? Hmm? You got to learn what's on both sides
mm-hmm.
of those coins. And once you start figuring out that coin has two sides, just like Brother Bay say, do some studying on all the symbolism on the back of the money you carry around in your pocket. It's a note. If I wrote down on a piece of paper, I want to borrow $5.3 million from you, and you say, okay, you call your people and say, print up $5.3 million and give the EMAX the image. The only thing you're giving me is an illusion that people use as for trade. It's a tool. It's a piece
mm-hmm.
of paper. But if you think about it, what you have in your hand is just a number in a computer. All right, and it's going to be compounded with some interest and everything else, regardless of how much business you and I do. That's how we pay taxes. A lot of people don't
mm-hmm.
believe when I say United States is United States Inc. All right, type that in. Type in the Crown Corporation. Look up the Crown Corporation.
Mm-hmm.
And as a matter of fact, look up how many countries Queen Elizabeth owns. I think it's somewhere around 17. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of stuff that we need to cover, and we really need to focus on bringing ourselves out of this darkness, out of this ominous, because the period of time, the stage of the sun is shifting already, and we are on our way. So I applaud you for taking that courageous step.
I applaud you as well. Thank you for having me on your show. What's your name on Facebook?
Thank you. My name is Eric Robinson on Facebook.
Is that
Instagram also? Yes.
Okay.
I got two Eric Robinson pages. One is Mr. Find It Out, and the other one is just plain old Eric Robinson. 391-420. It's a lot of us. So my address is 391-420. I had to learn that.
Okay.
But I'm there.
Decent.
And I appreciate you calling. Thank you very much. We're here every Wednesday, same time, so you can call back if, you know, you want to share some things, and you can also talk. So
absolutely. I look forward to networking with you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Ms.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, you guys, and that was Ms. Megan from the Pennsylvania area. I want to say thank you to her, and we're going to take this go back to Brother Bay right quick, man. We got 5 minutes in the show, and I just wanted to tell everybody once again where he'll be on May the 2nd, if he doesn't mind, just until he comes back. We will be able to enjoy Brother Taj at Ken Ferguson Party Center on May the 2nd from 6 to 10 p.m. All right, that's out here in Cleveland, Ohio. Everybody in Cleveland knows that Ken Ferguson Party Center is in the Lee Harvest Shopping Plaza. I do have enough stairs. It used to be the old Murray's and the old O'Reilly's auto parts store. And then you know, of course, about the martial arts center that he had downstairs. And now I think it's another part of his center. And he's got the, as a matter of fact, I wonder if he got the big club across the street. Because they kept having violence and problems in that big old giant concert hall across the street. And I do believe that Mr. Ferguson acquired that also. So just know that it's there. It's in the Party Center. It's in the Lee Harvest Shopping Plaza, the biggest building on the corner. Okay, so you will know it, you will see it, and just be there May the 2nd. Be prepared to get some information and some enlightenment and a little bit of sugar in your cup of coffee of consciousness so that you can enjoy it. All right, learn something from it. Always use your own mind. You know what I'm saying? Do not believe them when they tell you you can't start your own business. That's a lie. They want you to stay on the bottom. Whether you're working or not, always have enough faith in yourself to know that you can do better. That ain't shit going to change till you get up and make that step for yourself. I know you love your kids. I know you love your mama. You love your girl. You love your dude. But ain't shit going to change in your life until you decide to get up off your ass. And that is the first step in evolution. Get up off your ass. So get up off your ass and learn something. Learn how to read if you don't know. If you know somebody who knows how to read and your ass don't be afraid to ask them to teach you. All right, they may laugh at you, dumbass, but believe you me, the things that can be opened up to you just to learn how to read these words that they're sticking in our face. English ain't even English. They was worried about Hitler and him conquering the world and everybody speaking German, which to me is an ugly-ass language. But just imagine we all speaking German. So this is E-Max the Image Hagen. Okay? Doesn't even sound right, does it? Well, I love you, 614-500, but we got 3 minutes left to go on the show. If you can make your statement just that quick, 614-500, you on right quick. What's going on? All right. They listening right now. That's a beautiful thing. Okay, well, like I was saying, use your own mind. Think for yourself. Even if somebody compels you to think, bring it, all right? Bring it. Study it. Figure out what it is that they're talking about. Use a dictionary if you have to. Break down those words. Because if you was taught and you was brought up in the Holy Bible, it tells you to study to be, you know what I'm saying, find yourself approved. Now, what that really means is break all that shit down, decipher the words, and then you tell me if it's the truth, all right? That's what it's for. Because right now we are all inspired members, okay? We all inspired by the Creator. So whatever you feel, whatever you write, whatever you think, figure out where it comes from, because you know they got that mind control technology now. They could put an idea in your mind just by spraying some dust on you. And that's what they do. That's why I love you. That's why we're here, and we will always be here to help you in your spiritual journey, because that's really what it's all about. If you can figure out where to put your spirit, then you can figure out where to place your life. First thing they wanted to do was take our power away from us. We didn't need them. We didn't need nobody. We didn't need nobody. Everything, and believe it or not, if you study like you're supposed to, you'll understand that there were no problems on this planet until those that became part of the leadership, define that word, look it up, figured out that it's easier to get money from ruling over people. And how do you rule over people but deceiving them? They call it conquer, but it's deception. If I tell you that the only way this is going to happen in your life, that you have to do it this way, believe it this way, then, hey, if you feel like I'm over you, hey, when you don't know somebody, go to another country and say, hey, I'm King Ahab. You know what I'm saying? And they'll treat you like a king because that's what you said, especially if you act like one, okay? But if you got the money from your city, if you got a city behind you when you go to another country, and you convince them that you are this super powerful person, hey, which is right. So think for yourself, y'all. I love you all out there. We'll be back Friday, Hood Tunes Radio. This your boy E-Max, and I'm out. Peace.